Advisory Committee met last night in emergency session. The last time they convened a similar gathering was back in 2001 following the Trade Tower attacks, when an alarmed citizenry demanded they beef up our shoreline defenses to counter what, at the time, seemed like imminent terrorist incursions. Since then, the South End has pretty much kept its head in the sand, so to speak, ignoring the Great Recession, which seemed to most of us just a continuation of our unemployment woes, the Iraq War, we're pretty much all too old to enlist, and the rise of ISIS. It's hard to behead those who, with theirs buried in the beach. But sometimes events arise that demand attention, demand action, demand a committee meeting. And certainly, this was one of those times. Now that the Trump tweet presidency has left the station, small groups around the country have declared themselves sanctuary zones, sanctuary cities, sanctuary universities, sanctuary Starbucks, sanctuary nursing homes, sanctuary daycare centers. The question on last night's table, should we declare ourselves a sanctuary too? Ethel Birnbach, current president of the council, called the meeting to order. Deportation is not an option, she declared almost immediately. These are our neighbors and friends, not our enemies. Randy Primplucker, a realtor for the Windy Rear Realty, and the only member on the council actually born in the South End, argued for a quick vote to protect our neighbors. But Betsy Birdcall took him to task. We don't really know who some of these people are, Randy. Sure, you might have sold them their property, but beyond a credit check, how do you know what their backgrounds are? I'm not arguing for detention camps or even forced deportation. I'm just saying we shouldn't assume there's nothing nefarious going on in our community. The government won't be looking out for us, that's for sure. These people already have detention camps, Ralph Van Vliet practically shouted. They put up their own gates. What are they hiding behind those gated walls? Why are they so nervous? Who are they trying to protect? Who do they think they're fooling? For God's sake, Ralph, Patty Plankton replied, these people pay the lion's share of our property taxes. Let's don't charge in half-cocked. Ethel pounded her hard rubber mallet on the desk that served as podium. Calm down, everybody, she commanded. Randy, we all know you have financial ties to these folks. Maybe you should recuse yourself on this issue. This is way too important to have monetary issues clouding our judgment. Randy protested meekly but finally acquiesced. In the end, the council voted 5-3 to declare the South End a sanctuary. Up in the gated communities, the 1% breathed a collective sigh of relief that, for the time being at least, their taxes would not go any higher. At least not until after the Trump presidency or a turnover in the South End Council. Down here, we protect our own.